Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Two officials briefed on the matter told Reuters a U.S. package of military aid to Ukraine worth $2.2 billion is expected to include longer-range rockets for the first time. More from VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent Cindy Sain.
Which would basically mean that every inch of Russian-occupied territory in Ukraine, apart from Crimea, would then soon be in the range of Ukrainian fire. And this would likely force Russia to reposition and to shift some of its ammunition and fuel storage sites all the way back to Russia.
Once again, that was Cindy Sain, VOA's senior diplomatic correspondent. Turkey, which has been holding off approving Sweden and Finland's membership in the Western Military Alliance, NATO, has been infuriated by demonstrations in Stockholm by activists who have burned the Quran. AP correspondent Charles Deledesma reports.
Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan has reaffirmed that Turkey won't allow Sweden to join the NATO military alliance as long as it permits protests desecrating Islam's holy book to take place. Erdogan says in a speech to his ruling party's legislators, Sweden, don't even bother. As long as you allow my holy book to be burned and torn, and you do so together with your security forces, we will not say yes to your entry. Ankara has indefinitely postponed a key meeting in Brussels that would have discussed the two Nordic countries' entry into NATO. I'm Charles Deledesma.
The FBI has searched U.S. President Joe Biden's Rehoboth Beach, Delaware home as part of its investigation into the potential mishandling of classified documents. Biden's attorney says that agents did not find any classified documents during the Wednesday search. This is VOA News. Pope Francis heard heart-wrenching stories from victims of the conflict in Eastern Democratic Republic of Congo during a visit to the Vatican's embassy in Kinshasa. Reuters correspondent Angela Johnson has the story.
Victims laid down objects symbolizing suffering before Francis quietly blessed them. One 16-year-old said he could no longer sleep after seeing his father dismembered and his mother kidnapped by militias. Several women described experiences of repeated rape. Francis responded with an emotional speech calling for an end to violence, appealing directly to groups orchestrating war. I make a heartfelt appeal to all the people, he said. Put away your weapons. Put an end to war. Enough. Stop getting rich at the cost of the poor. Stop getting rich from resources and money stained with blood.
That was Reuters correspondent Angela Johnston. A funeral in the U.S. southeastern state of Tennessee for Tyre Nichols blended a celebration of his life with outrage over the brutal beating he endured at the hands of the Memphis police force and heated calls for police reform.
I believe that babies unborn will know about Tyre Nichols because we won't let his memory die. We going to change this country because we refuse to keep living under the threat of the cops and the robbers.
The Reverend Al Sharpton, who along with Vice President Kamala Harris both delivered impassioned speeches Wednesday calling on Congress to pass the George Floyd Justice in Policing Act, a broad package of police reforms. A major Alaska oil project gets a nudge forward. The AP's Lisa Dwyer has more.
The Biden administration has issued a long-awaited study that recommends allowing a major oil development on Alaska's North Slope. Initially, it calls for up to three drilling sites, fewer than the five pursued by ConocoPhillips Alaska for the Willow Project. The recommendation has angered environmentalists who have nicknamed the proposal a carbon bomb. Alaska Native groups have expressed concerns. One Native village is only about 36 miles from the Willow Project in a remote region of Alaska's far north. U.S. Interior Secretary Deb Haaland, who fought the Willow Project as a member of Congress, has the final decision on whether to approve it. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
Israel intercepted a rocket fire from Gaza Wednesday in the latest outbreak of unrest that came a day after U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken urged calm during a visit to the region. There were no reports of casualties or damage from the launch, which was not immediately claimed by any armed group in the Israeli-blockaded Palestinian territory. For more on this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com. I'm Richard Green reporting for VOA News.